From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting an effort at unity in Libya. Representatives of Libya's warring factions have agreed to create a national unity government following months of UN-mediated efforts to end fighting and chaos following the overthrow of strongman Muammar Gaddafi. The announcement in Tunis Tuesday was welcomed by U.S. spokesman John Kirby.
This is a significant step forward on the path towards Libya's peace and stability. We urge all Libyans to continue moving forward with the implementation of the Libyan political agreement. We note that the agreement calls on the Libyan House of Representatives to convene and endorse the government of national accord within 10 days. We encourage the House to proceed without delay.
There's been no immediate reaction from the country's rival legislatures. If they agree, Fayez Sarraj, a lawmaker in the Eastern Parliament, would be set to become prime minister. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister has refused to rule out obtaining a nuclear weapon if arch-rival Iran becomes a regional threat. In an interview with Reuters Thursday, he was asked whether Saudi Arabia would try to get a nuclear bomb if Iran obtained one.
I don't think it would be logical to expect us to discuss any such issue in public. But what I can tell you is that there are two things that we don't negotiate over in Saudi Arabia: our faith and our security. We will do whatever we need to do in order to protect our people and our nation.
Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Joubert said the end of Western sanctions on Iran as part of a nuclear agreement is welcome if Iran uses unfrozen funds to improve the living standards of its people. But he said if the funds go to support nefarious activities, this will, quote, be a negative and it will generate a pushback. Tensions between the two countries escalated early this month after the Saudis executed a Shia cleric accused of supporting terrorism. This is VOA News. Former U.S.